light of the global IT environment, new projects were typically launched by going on site to elicit requirements. This almost inevitably meant meeting with carefully selected stakeholders, listening to their needs, brainstorming ideas, sketching out solutions, and working together to craft requirements. More recently, the ongoing trend toward globalization has moved us away from this kind of a face-to-face process. Customers, developers, and other stakeholders are now often located across multiple time zones and geographical locations, and traditional co-located meetings become difficult and costly to arrange. Consequently, much of the requirements elicitation process is pushed into a virtual environment. Unfortunately, at least in my experience, online meetings are often not as effective as face-to-face ones for conducting some of the more people-intensive tasks, such as exploring use case scenarios, hashing out user needs, analyzing trade-offs, and prioritizing requirements. Online whiteboards are still far inferior to physical ones, and features that attempt to recreate social presence never quite replace the kind of interactions that are possible when people are in the same room. To make matters worse, we often underestimate the barriers that poor technology choices and ill-defined workflows introduce into the requirements process. Without this additional planning stage, our global requirements gathering projects will likely be undermined by mismatched technology, wasted meeting time, duplicate and misaligned requirements, and inadequate processes that fail to fully understand stakeholder needs, and ultimately waste time and money by delivering an inferior product. So we need to be a little bit more proactive about how we engage in these kinds of processes. We can partially address these challenges by engaging in a deliberate upfront planning process. This process needs to take into consideration people, technology, meeting locations, communication, workflow processes, and documentation needs. Planning the project in this way offers the opportunity to think about our current needs, acquire or establish the necessary technologies, identify key stakeholders, and design a process and infrastructure that set the project up for success. We first need to think about people in the projects. Requirements gathering is clearly a people-intensive task. This makes it particularly important to find stakeholders who are well-equipped to participate. Barry Beam coined the term crack stakeholders as people who are committed to the project, representative of a group of stakeholders, authorized to make decisions, collaborative team members, and willing to think beyond their own needs and work together for the common good, and also stakeholders who are knowledgeable of the domain. So we have the acronym CRAC standing for committed, representative, authorized, collaborative, and knowledgeable. In global projects, we need to not only identify these CRAC stakeholders, but also ensure that they're strategically located at appropriate sites or can travel to meet with other stakeholders at those sites. In a global environment, we further have to consider cultural, language, and organizational issues that could impact which people are selected and how well the communication will succeed. Our goal is to identify and place CRAC stakeholders at strategic locations, possibly at each site, so that they can coordinate remote activities and be responsible for engaging other critical stakeholders. When necessary, these CRAC stakeholders need to represent the site at global level meetings. So we need to ask questions during the planning process, such as, what are the specific roles of stakeholders needed at this site? And how would we like to represent these roles? Given the cost of travel, it's likely that global projects will rely at least to some extent on virtual meetings. Because of the challenges of multi-time zone scheduling, meetings should be well planned, time-boxed, and highly productive. Group time is precious, and we don't want to waste it getting newcomers up to speed. I'm sure that we've all experienced virtual meetings in which at least some of the participants struggle with the technology or waste time figuring out how to connect to the meeting room, gain the floor, or share their desktop. Another common problem is technology mismatch, when the available tools don't actually support the meeting agenda. For example, the meeting chair might want to poll participants to gauge their level of support for a new requirement, but perhaps there's no instant polling feature available. Or, as in a recent meeting experience, video was supported by a web-based tool, but audio relied on the telephone system. that was all well and fine, except that in our particular meeting, after the meeting started, we realized that one of our remote participants had only a mobile phone available, and this would be extremely costly for the international call. Our poor planning resulted in wasted meeting time. So we need to avoid such problems. To avoid them, we should select and install appropriate technologies and make sure that all meeting participants are proficient in their use prior to the meetings. This is where we get to eat our own dog food, by figuring out the requirements for our own requirements gathering process. Do meetings need to be in real time, or can we achieve our goals asynchronously? Who will be presenting? What tools do they need? How many meeting participants should be supported at the same time? Are break-off rooms required? So we need to think about exactly how we want our meetings to be conducted to make sure that we have the technology in place prior to the meetings. Just as importantly, we need to consider whether virtual meetings are sufficient or whether stakeholders should in fact also meet face-to-face. If this is the case, then where, when, and how often will this need to happen? What kind of stakeholders will participate from each site? And what are the specific goals for such meetings? Based on our recent interviews with project managers engaged in globally distributed requirements processes, we were surprised to find that in several projects, requirement specifications were stored in simple Word documents, and these were passed around via email. Well, it's clear that there are better choices for sharing documents than this. Tools such as Doors and Rally allow stakeholders to author requirements collaboratively, and they also provide event notifications so that individual stakeholders can be informed when activities occur around requirements of interest to them. Even if Word documents are the medium of choice, version control systems or shared folders provide better version controlling than simply using email, time, and date stamps. Given the plethora of tools, it's worth thinking carefully in advance about the process for creating, modifying, and maintaining requirements. So our job goes far beyond the task of eliciting requirements. Once we've elicited them, we need to think about how we're going to analyze them and maintain them in a global environment. So who is going to be engaged in this process? Will the task primarily be accomplished asynchronously or synchronously? Will the team adopt an agile or a more traditional approach? Will requirements be stored as use cases, modeled graphically, or just written as shell statements? And ultimately, which tools provide the best match for the process? These pieces rarely fall together accidentally. They must be strategically planned so that the right people can be engaged, appropriate workflows can be established, and supportive technology selected. To support this task, we developed a simple notation that helps project managers plan globally distributed requirements processes. Our notation includes icons that represent core project elements, including stakeholder roles, sites, communication mechanisms, documents, repositories, and meeting types. It can be used to model entire phases of the requirements process, or specific phases or specific activities such as elicitation, negotiation, specification at the global level. It can also be used to model specific activities or meetings, for example, distributed joint application design session, a JAD session. To support this task, we developed a simple notation that helps project managers plan globally distributed requirements processes. Our notation includes icons for representing stakeholder roles, sites, communication mechanisms, documents, repositories, and meeting types. It can be used to model phases or processes such as elicitation, negotiation, specification, or specific activities, such as a distributed joint application design session, or a JAD session for short. We asked three different project managers to retroactively model their global requirements processes using this notation and received some interesting feedback. For example, one participant said that it gave her a better understanding of the project and a better understanding of the stakeholders, the access they had, and their impact into the project. Furthermore, as a result of modeling her project, she noticed that all of the communication happened in one prime location, but that one of the critical stakeholders had to participate remotely. She realized that if she had modeled the process earlier, she could have restructured the communication paths and improved them. Another participant noticed that several sites lacked a clear representative, and she thought that in the future she would more proactively designate a spokesperson at each site to identify and coordinate the subject matter experts. Finally, a third participant pointed out that all communication in her project was via email, and that planning in advance would have enabled better infrastructure setup that could have included video conferencing technology and other techniques that would have supported better communication between stakeholders. And so I'll close by suggesting that if you find yourself planning a project in which the requirements process will include globally distributed stakeholders, that you should take the time to proactively identify stakeholders, plan infrastructure technologies and communication structures. If you'd like to hear more about our modelling approach, please feel free to go to the IEEE software website, download the column, and you'll see plenty of examples of the notation in use.